my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good morning, everyone. This is Reality with a Twist. My name is Jer Bear.
My name is Goo Bagel.
I'm Gun.
Jesse. My name is Dr. White Dylan.
My name is Bobo.
And it's Reality with a Twist time. And happy holidays. This is going to be a special little episode. Not really, but happy holidays, boys. How are we doing so far?
Jesse, I'm doing all right. Holiday season.
This has actually been a sad holiday season.
Oh.
Well, Jesse, how come? Oh, no.
My man, Bobo. He's gone.
Pour one out. Yeah.
Jesse, and Bobo. He swing from
and,
tree?
And Delmar. How... Delmar's gone
not
too.
Delmar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mr. Crocodile.
And oh, Mr. no, Crocodile. Not Mr. Crocodile. I forgot about Mr. Crocodile. I'm in my Christmas PJs right now, which is pretty nice. They're dinosaurs with little Christmas hats on, little Santa hats.
Nice.
And that's the only way I'm celebrating.
Jesse, I had a colonoscopy yesterday.
What?
How'd that go?
Jesse, they didn't find anything abnormal. I'm doing pretty healthy, so that's good. I'll cool. get another one in a couple years.
So, your Crohn's is cured?
Jesse, no.
Oh.
Wait, okay. Dylan, are you being genuine? Did you really have a colonoscopy?
Jesse, yeah, I am.
Dylan?
Jesse, it just doesn't sound serious because I'm having to do the Jesse in front of everybody.
Are you crapping my pants right now?
Jesse, no, that's me.
Okay.
Ben, did you ever say how your holidays are going?
No, I've been laughing nonstop ever since Dylan has started saying Jesse.
Jesse, what's the problem?
Oh my gosh, I'm currently watching Breaking Bad again, so it's just bringing back a lot of memories for me.
I've still never seen it for the first time.
Neither
Jesse,
have I.
I've only seen the first episode, Jesse.
I like the first episode for a couple of reasons.
I don't know what those reasons are, if I'm being honest. What were you
wondering? Jesse, I don't really know either.
You like to share?
I thought he was going to, like, explain what the reasons were.
No, just watch it. You'll find out.
Yeah, all okay.
Right. Well, anyway, so here in Indiana, real quick, just a we're not a forecast podcast, but it's currently snowing outside.
Yeah.
Fun fact, too, I came in contact with someone that had COVID this Sunday, and then they told us Monday, and so I'm actually not doing too good. I have my COVID test right here on my desk, and I'm just waiting for the results. So
Jesse,
stay tuned,
don't take,
Reality with the Twist listeners.
Yes.
Jesse, they don't take too long to give you the result back.
Yeah, it's usually about 15 minutes.
Yeah, but stay tuned, listeners,
yeah.
To find out the results to the...
Yes, end. Well... We'll know if Jeremy has COVID-19, in which case, of course, he will be promptly kicked off the podcast because we don't want to get sick. So
he will be.
We practice social distancing here at Reality with a Twist.
Yes, as all should.
I do have to say, though, last night I started feeling kind of totally off topic, but I started feeling kind of sick, or I started feeling really warm. So I took my temperature. My temperature was slowly going up. I had one of those electrolyte, like, liquid IV things. Have you ever tried those?
Oh, I've heard of those.
You had an IV in you?
No, it's like something you put in water and then you drink it. I swear, as soon as I drank the whole water bottle, my fever then went back down to nothing. I was like...
Oh, wow.
Dude, give me something harder. Like, come on, man. It's too easy.
Jesse, I also drink
a
lot of electrolytes. Jesse, I also drink a lot of... Jesse, I said the Jesse in the front of that, but you can't hear it because you guys are laughing.
I see. My bad.
Jesse, I've been playing fair.
Okay, good.
You know what I do to people who have COVID-19, Jeremy?
What?
Pow, 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 pow! Reload! Pow, 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 pow!
Jesse, Gunner, is that what your gun sounds like?
Yeah.
Stay tuned, Reality with the Twist listeners, to see if I die at the end because of my results.
I'm just...
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So let's get started with the episode, shall we? So today we have a really cool episode planned. And it's kind of going a little bit off of the predecessor to this podcast, I guess. Reality with a Twist, the radio show on the hit channel.
Jesse, that's the same name.
Yes, but it was on the radio station 91.5 WRFT.
Yes, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. So today we're going to be... We have a handful of promos, our past show clips from that. We're going to be showing you guys, and Ben is going to be reviewing them, giving his honest opinion. We'll go a little behind the scenes on what happened, how we made them, what the editing was like, how much we wanted to die making these things. Who knows? Yeah.
Jesse, there's a lot of stories behind each of these audio clippings.
There really is.
The one biggest thing you'll notice, I think, in all of them is that our mic quality is much better because we had very expensive mics at the radio station that we cannot afford on a college student's budget. So you guys will get some nice, crispy, creamy audio there for a little bit.
Exactly.
Jesse, don't fall for it. It's not us talking.
It's not us. It's us. It's me, 2 years ago now? So, do we just want to go in order, or is there a specific order we want to go in? What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking, how about we start off with probably the best for first? We're going to start off with the compilation that we sent to a contest in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it won second place in all the states.
Jesse, that's a big deal, by the way. To give you a bigger idea of what that's like, that's dozens upon dozens of other high schools across the state, and our little show was second place.
Yes,
we snubbed
all but one.
Well, except for one.
It was actually Unreality with a Twist.
Fantasy with a Turn.
Yes.
Oh, Jesse, Fantasy with a Turn. Yeah.
And okay, so maybe we should explain a little bit more what contest is. It's called the IISB, the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters. Every year they put on a contest at the University of Indianapolis, UIND, where all of the radio and TV groups in each high school in the state come together and do a little contest to see who has the best of a bunch of different categories. What category was this again? What category did we submit this for?
Talk show?
Talk show.
Okay, so it wasn't radio show, it was talk show.
Jesse, the one we did the next year was radio show, and we did not place for that one because Reality with a Twist is a lot better as a talk show.
Yes.
And that's what it should have been that same year.
All right. So are we all just going to click on it and go silent and listen for a little bit?
What's the file name?
Yeah.
It's Reality with a Twist -radioshow-franklincentral.mp3.
Jesse, I have it.
Okay.
I need one moment.
All right, are you guys ready to listen?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Let's start.
Better than he can.
Thanks, Gabe. So anyways, first of all, this is Reality with a Twist. All right, great. So let's get back to our show.
I didn't even introduce myself.
So we're going to have a little bit of discussion.
Okay.
Why is Groundhog's Day?
Groundhog's Day is because...
Oh, I know why.
Yes.
So after living in... Indiana all my life with the terrible weather.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get to February 2nd, you just feel like after getting through January, which is a long month of just nothing but snow. But once you get through January, you get to February 2nd and you're like, man, it feels like there's no hope
outside.
So then I'm like, if only there was a weatherman that was accurate 30% of the time.
Yeah. No, 40?
Absolutely. No, 100.
100% of the time. And then Punxsutawney Phil came along,
mm-hmm.
and he looked at his shadow and said, spring is coming.
Wow, it's kind of brisky in here.
What do you mean?
Well, when I opened the door, it was kind of frigid.
Wait, so it was only when you opened the door you felt a breezy draft?
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of weird for the temperature to drop to a significantly lower level than that of the outside, but only when you open the door.
Yes, that's right.
Wow, that's a cold open.
Ever look at yourself and start thinking about how weird the world is?
And that's how I killed him.
That, oh my god.
Wow, that was a lot more brutal than
I expected. That was a really good story.
Disclosure, I did not kill anybody. I just said that right when we went on.
But yeah, so that was Beyond by Liam Bridges. If that cold open didn't make any sense, it was because...
Don't explain the joke.
I know, but we're talking about weather today.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about some of the weirdest... weather phenomenons.
El Nino.
Phenomenos. That happen in this reality that we live in.
Okay.
And these are some pretty...
reality with a twister, am I right?
But play that intro again.
What is up, Indianapolis? My name is Gabe Bickle.
I'm Gunnar Johnson.
Why are you shaking your head in disapproval?
Because you just said, what is up?
Yeah.
This ain't 2009.
It's what all the cool kids say nowadays, Gunner.
So.
Okay. So today we're having I don't know if you noticed from that cold open, we're having a pretty cool topic. It is bridges.
Of course. When I go to bed at night, I wonder if I will ever have my own personal bridge.
I actually have three. Okay, so we've been trying to think of mistakes that I've made.
Yep, and we can't come up with anything.
I guess I'm just a perfect person. I mean, honestly, if we're being honest, I think I'm just the ideal human being.
You might not like it.
Okay, guys, I'm ready to say my ultimate embarrassed story.
Is this your aunt's wedding?
Yep, this is aunt's wedding.
Oh, yes, Jeremy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this happened when I was like, I don't know, five.
Oh, it's not even that bad then. If you were that young.
Five? I don't remember. But we're down in California, right?
Yeah.
It's my aunt's wedding.
Okay.
You know? So around that time, I found out, like, hey, I can pee standing up, you know? At the time, I am fully body trained. I'm like, I can pee standing up. This is amazing, okay?
Yeah.
Like, this was an ability that five-year-old me should not have been able to have.
A superhuman ability.
This was an ability that I should never have been granted as a five-year-old. I had to use the bathroom, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but... And they were borrowing... the backyard of some lady's house, right? My mom gets, like, she comes out of the house and she's like, the lady in there is, like, really mean. I was just trying to find the bathroom and she was nasty. And I'm like, I don't want to go in there. I'm not going to go in there. I'm going to pee right here.
mean.
Was it, like, in the middle of the actual wedding?
It was, they weren't getting married. I think it was before it. Like, they were both getting married. Okay. But everyone was outside, right? So in the middle of the field, right? I just dropped my drawers.
Wait, you go full on pants down?
Full on pants down.
Okay. This is a new ability. You didn't know how to exactly do everything. Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
All right, boys, what'd you guys think?
What happened to us?
Yeah, blast from the past. We were made for radio.
Yeah. Well, see, my voice still has not changed. It sounds like I still have not hit puberty.
My voice really sounded amazing there too.
I forgot Dylan.
Dylan was a very special guest on almost all of our episodes that season. And I think
it wasn't until the next year that I became an actual
permanent member
of that yes. show.
And then Gunner, I feel like Gunner's voice might have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
Gunner's voice was a little bit higher pitched back then.
I think so too.
Pretty cool.
I don't know.
Anyway, Ben, what'd you think? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that I was just going to say, Oh, man.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Gunner. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, if it's kind of like embarrassing listening to myself from that long ago. I feel it's just a tad cringy.
No, I mean, I honestly feel like it's even because that was like, what, 2019?
Yeah.
It's 2018. That still was like really, like, really nice to listen to, really funny, charming, like.
Yeah. I'm yeah, still honestly, impressed to this day.
I honestly, I feel rusty, you know, compared to that.
Yeah.
I feel like I was a little bit more comfortable behind the microphone.
To be fair, back then, we were doing that every day.
That's,
like, every day, we would sit down in that chair, we'd get in well, on, we'd just talk into that mic.
And every Friday, we'd have our show. Actually, I just realized, our episodes were on Friday, and this season, our upload day is Friday.
Well, what do you know?
Hmm. That's crazy. But yeah, a lot of Ben, what do you rate it? Sorry, this is your part.
Yeah, Ben, what do you think?
How am I? What's the grading scale here?
I mean, anything like just.
I don't know.
You could do tier list A through F. You could do 10 out of 10.
Okay. I think I'm gonna do tier list then. Okay. Let's see. I'll be honest. I don't have a lot to compare it to.
plus, this is like a compilation of our good moments, so it doesn't really go over like any of our like crappy or like not as fun or exciting moments.
Yes, there were none of them.
Yeah. Every single. That was actually all of our podcast was just played one second after the other because all of our podcast was our best.
It was just at random points every Friday, just some kids would go on the mic and just to say the most out of context things.
That's true.
I might end up moving this later on after I listen to more, but right now, just like kind of to set it as the average, I'm going to just say a B.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can.
I'm writing down your score. Yeah, B is good. B is.
Were there any clips that were your favorite?
I definitely liked the aunt's wedding.
Yeah.
It was, I don't think I've ever heard that one actually until now. So no, that was funny.
Up to this thing.
Yeah.
And actually, you guys all mentioned like how you guys sounded different, but. In my opinion, the only person that sounded different to me was Gabe.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What did I sound like?
You just sounded like slightly higher pitched to me. That's all.
Wow. Whoa. Did not know that. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad my voice is deeper now as opposed to higher pitched. That would kind of suck if it was higher pitched now. But
the ball's finally dropped.
Yeah, no, it raised back up into me. guys, what's happening?
All right, so let's go on to the next clip. Thank you so much, Ben, for rating and reviewing. Let's go to the next one, which is actually going to be the promo that we played to kind of get people to listen to our show and, well, you know, promote it. So let's go listen to that.
And I think before we start that, I just want to clarify, too, that, like, so we're going to be using, like, a couple of, like, terms later on down the line to explain some of these, and I'm sure we'll kind of elaborate more once we get to those points.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yep, let's listen.
Package for someone named Reality?
It's here!
Just sign here.
Oh, I can't wait to open it.
What is it?
It's a... Twist? I wasn't expecting that.
That'll go great with Reality.
There should be a show about that. Reality with a Twist, every Friday at 2:30 here on 91.5 WRFT.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Every Friday at 2:30. We definitely do not do that anymore.
No. Every other Friday at a random ass time.
You know what's weird? What? I have no recollection of recording that.
I have no recollection of who edited that one.
Yeah, wait, who was that beginning voice?
I'm be honest too. I don't have any recollection of recording this one either. I do remember who that other voice was. It was Ben, not Ben.
Yeah, I remember
Ben. It was
Ben.
I figured.
Wait, what?
Not the Ben.
Not Benjamin. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a different Ben.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, he was a cool guy. But, yeah, I remember the gasping noises. That's the one part of that promo I remember. I don't remember the background music. I don't remember ever airing this. I don't know how this was made and who made it, really.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But, Ben, what do you think?
I really enjoyed that. Why don't we still do that?
Very true. We should just book some time on 91.5 WRFT and buy a promo.
Honestly, that ain't a bad idea.
Well, no, it's ad-free. So they can't promote things other than themselves.
True. Well, no, they have sponsorships. Remember the blue and white package that we used to sell?
So, but that's like for sports events and whatnot.
Why would we sponsor WRFT?
With our $20 that we currently use for meme page promos.
Oh my gosh.
Which, by the way, Cheer Jesus yeah. viewers. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. They hate us, but you know, some of them are here.
Yeah, we kinda got destroyed in the mentions, but you know, it's fine, yeah. It's fine.
Whatever. We got some new listeners. Ben, what would you rate that one?
I'm gonna say A for now for that one.
Wow. Hey,
let's go.
Okay.
Sweet. Awesome.
Are we doing this?
I was just going to say, you guys all sound like you disagree.
No. I don't.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Are we doing the Arbor Day promo
yeah,
next?
Yeah, let's do the Arbor Day promo.
Let's do Arbor Day
promo. Before we get into it, yeah, remember, Jer Bear's COVID-19 results are still on the way. Stick around to find out what the results are. Anyway, next one.
What?
Sure. For listeners on the podcast, we record these in Discord, and Jeremy's audio for us on Discord just cut out.
Yeah, so we have no clue what
honestly,
he just
you know
said,
what? Really? Don't tell us anything, Jeremy. Don't tell us anything, Jeremy. We'll find out when the episode releases.
Yeah. Okay. So right. For some context, this was for one of our projects. We had to do a promo for like a holiday, right? Didn't we have to promote a holiday?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I chose Arbor Day, and this is what I think was one of my crowning achievements, one of my best promos I ever made at WRFT. So are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. We'll be the judge of that.
All right.
I mean, Ben will
Let's
be the judge.
Let's take a listen. Yeah, Ben will.
What a beautiful day.
It sure is, but what's the smell?
Yeah, it smells fresh, but vengeful?
Oh my! Tom! That tree just lifted itself out of the ground!
Humans haven't respected us for long enough. They use us for their houses. They use us for their buildings. They use us for kindling. And what do we get in return? We get chopped down even faster!
Mr. Tree! We're sorry!
It's too late for that! I'd like to see your chainsaw stop this!
Is that a tree cannon? Run!
Get back here, puny humans!
Okay, maybe that won't happen. But with Arbor Day just around the corner, let's make sure to appreciate the lifeline of Mother Earth. Trees. A message from us here at 91.5 WRFT.
Well.
That was the Arbor Day promo. Fun fact about that one is, unfortunately, that because of COVID-19, that one never got played on Arbor Day. Nobody was in the studio to play it. Fortunately, later, I was able to convince our radio teacher, Caps, to play that, 2 years later? It just played this last April. So literally April of 2022 is the first time I believe it has played at 91.5 WRFT, but I was not there to listen to it, so I'm just trusting that it played.
Don't think any of us were. And also, another fun fact, kind of like the last promo, I have no recollection of that ever, of me ever doing the voice lines for that. Like,
really?
No, I do not remember that. I typically remember most of them.
The reason I remember this one is because this, like, the audio led to some other projects, goofy projects that we made that never got aired, but we're going to be showing you guys, so stick around for those.
We're going to be playing those, yes. But this is what I think was my one of my best promos, if not my best promo. Yeah, I just have really good memories of that one. But it didn't even get played until this year. So, Ben, what do you think of that one?
I love that one. That That reminded me of something straight out of a regular show episode, honestly.
Oh, yeah!
It kind of does.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Get back to work!
Who would be Mordecai and who would be Rigby out of Jeremy and Dylan?
I'd probably be Mordecai.
No, okay, I'd be Rigby.
Honestly, yeah, I could see that.
because Dylan's tall, I'm short, so, like, it works out.
Yes.
I thought that was Gabe. I thought that was Gabe's voice for the tree.
No, that was Keon.
Keon, I don't know if you should say their last name.
I can censor it out.
But Keon, they are a good friend of ours. Obviously, we haven't talked to them in a very long time since the high school days, but they were a blast to be around.
Yeah.
I wish I could talk to them more, but
I haven't talked to them in forever.
Same.
But they were honestly a really, really. They also provided a voice for some of my radio dramas, which we might get into. I don't know if we are. I don't know if we have time on this episode. But very good voice to have in radio.
Oh yeah. All right. Next up, we are going to be listening. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Can I make a request?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course you
can. Can we listen to Stroke PSA?
Stroke
PSA.
Also, I don't think I ever gave my rating for that last one, did I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give that one an A.
Okay.
Why, thank you.
But, let's listen to Stroke PSA.
All right.
Let's take a listen to it.
Yes, doctor?
It appears the patient had a stroke.
Oh, no!
It is quite tragic, I know.
No, I don't know what a stroke is.
Linda, it is a stroke, my dear.
What even is a stroke?
A stroke is quite simply loss of blood to your brain.
Oh, no!
That's right.
If they don't get blood to their brain, then
Then they die. That's why if you observe any of the signs for a stroke, like a droopy face or slurred speech, you need to contact 911.
But I don't know the number for 911.
Oh, Linda.
Remember to contact 911 if you observe someone with a stroke. This message was brought to you by 91.5 WRFT.
Wow, very, very nice.
Yes.
The only thing...
Women...
As I wish the audio was just a tad louder, but that's okay.
Yeah, that, I gotta say I love like that. Who was the girl? Just like the like, you could probably bleep this out, but like, who was the girl that did the lines there?
Emma.
Is it Becca?
Emma. Okay.
Yes, and then I think Maddie was the narration at the end,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Wow. I haven't heard that one in forever. That one was that one's a classic.
That's Ben. A blast from the past.
Blast from the blast.
Yeah.
Another trap beat. Ben, what do you think?
Ben
had a stroke.
No, Gunner.
Somebody.
What's the number for 911?
I don't know.
Really? What's the number?
Are you serious, Gabe? Obviously, the number is 911.
How was I supposed to know that?
Ben?
That one was funny.
You're still listening to it?
No. I finished it while you guys were still talking because that was the one that I didn't have downloaded.
I see.
Okay.
Who was the other voice in that?
Emma.
That was Emma?
Emma, well, I'll bleep out the last name. Emma.
Bruh.
Oh, Emma.
Bruh.
Okay.
Yes. And then the narrator at the end was Maddie.
Bruh. Also being bleeped at the end.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Gabe, put a bleep effect, would you?
Hey, bleep this whole entire sentence.
Okay, Dylan, you can't say that kind of thing.
What? This is it's gonna get bleeped anyway. Who cares?
Oh my,
Gabe, God. Gabe, bleep this, bleep this. All right, I'm gonna say it, guys. I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
Gunner!
You're not supposed
that
to...
wasn't funny.
Gunner, okay, that's it. Okay. No.
Oh, never, that's too far. Gunner.
Too far.
Gone. Gunner, never run for political office. Please.
We're going to use that as blackmail if you run for president.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's 2022, not 1902, okay?
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
All right. So what's your rating for that one, Ben?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but I really like that one, too. So, A.
You gotta okay. hate some of them. Come on.
So far, the worst one is the show itself.
Which is not a good start, considering he is on this show. And...
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, I'm the one making the paychecks here, so it's gonna go down.
All right, what's next, guys?
All right, I was thinking next up we're gonna be listening to the joke one. Now, the reason that I wanted to listen to this one was, especially after Arbor Day one, was because that sound effect at the end, the explosion. Gabe and I, we had a little bit of fun with that explosion sound effect, and we're gonna
It led.
Which one should we listen to? Funny? Should we listen to the first one? Funny, haha, boom.
Let's do funny, haha, boom.
Okay.
This led to an entire genre, subgenre of radio promos, dramas. I don't know, but they're really just our promos edited. You'll see.
Yeah, they were never posted or they were never put on there or anything. But
so this is exclusive Reality with a Twist content. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Doug. Can you open this can for me?
Sure.
April Fool! Aw, man, you got me. Too bad the audience can't see. Wait, what audience?
Don't you know? We aren't real. We're only characters in a WRFT promotion. You know, the hit station that plays all your favorite songs with no commercials?
Please tell me this is a joke. Right, Doug?
This is real, man. The fact that we aren't real is real.
So.
This was only the beginning.
This is the spark that started everything.
I think this one is short enough that we can listen to another one. Before we get into the rankings, let's listen to Dogs Are Dead. Boom.
Yeah, let's do Dog Are Dead Go Boom. Ben, are you ready?
Let me see. Yep, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Guys, maybe today's my day to get adopted by a new human.
Me too.
We need to be on our best behavior today, guys.
Oh, you guys are idiots. You guys think we're getting adopted? Why wouldn't we? Well, we're all just mutts.
I prefer the term mixed breed.
Everyone wants purebreds nowadays. They don't care about us. They want our papers more than our personality.
Wait, here comes someone.
So, yeah. I think you could tell, audience, what those are. They're just regular radio promos that we have added a missile strike to, sometimes multiple.
And you're probably wondering, why? Well, to be fair, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think Jeremy and I were just like, maybe we accidentally added the boom sound effect while we were editing something else.
It was because in the Arbor Day promo, like, the explosion sounded so good. We were like, well, let's crank the bass and, like, sound up so much. Add a ringing sound effect, and then I added it to the first one that we listened to. That was that was my April Fool's like promo / PSA. It was a little funny one, and we added it to that, and we found it so funny. We were so slap happy that it was so funny. We started adding it to other people's promos as like a separate project.
Can we listen to Grandpa Ha Ha Boom?
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Let's listen to that.
Last one.
Roughly 200,000 people every year have a stroke. To further explain the anatomy of a stroke, Dr. Roger, a retired professor at the IPFW Medical School, defines a stroke.
Well, basically, a stroke is where a part of the brain doesn't get blood.
But it's not quite as simple as just losing blood to the brain.
You get a little area of the brain, or a big area of the brain, that can't get blood, and then...
The stroke, however, does more than affect the brain. It also can result in affect the rest of the body, too.
Doctor? Doctor? Oh no, another missile!
That ringing sound effect never gets old. Nope.
That was near the end of that day when we were like pretty much made a bunch of them. I think that was the best one in terms of my production God. Quality.
That one was so funny. Because I remember I wanted it to only explode on one side of the phone first. And then Gunner wanted it to explode on just a complete other missile on his side too.
Out of like all of them, that has to be my favorite.
Oh my gosh, that one's so good. Ben, we haven't had any commentary from you yet, so I'm very curious to hear what you think of these.
All three of them. We'll put them all in the same category. What do you think?
Oh, man. I'm going to break them down one by one then.
Okay, fair.
So for the first one, I just could not hear what you guys were saying for the most part. I had a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah.
So really, all I heard was muffled talking and ringing.
Honestly, for that one, Gabe, this is the post production. You could just shorten that one.
I think I will.
Okay. Anyway, keep going, Ben.
The second one was funnier though because there was a second boom.
Yes.
And then the third one, that was probably my favorite, as well as you guys. I think it's also got to be one of those things where it's you guys were there when and you were making those and everything, so it probably holds a much more dear spot to your heart.
Imagine this too. Like the area we worked in these in, it was a studio. Like, it was an enclosed studio, had big speakers. So just imagine how hilarious that is when you're listening to it in that, like, little studio room. And it's
filled the room.
It's the loudest thing. I think I go outside just to, like, hear how loud it was from the outside? And it was so bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're definitely fun. It's definitely kind of you had to be there moment. I get that, Ben. and I'm sure the ringing of some people's tinnitus, they will hate that part. Maybe I'll try to turn that down a little bit in post.
Yeah, or just cut it short or something.
Yeah. But what grade do you give that, Ben?
Well, with everything considered, especially like what you guys just told me, I think I'm going to give it a B.
Fair. I like it.
Finally, something bad.
A bad one.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, so that's kind of all that we had for today. We have
wait.
Oh wait.
Yes.
I wanted to. So, in 2020, as we know, there's this little disease that kind of went around. Not Ebola. It's actually COVID-19. It's kind of underground, but it happened while we were in our senior year of high school. We were still in radio, and we had these projects, these final projects that were basically entire radio dramas. So think of like Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, exactly like that, but just we had to make our own. And we all had radio dramas that we had started, but just never finished. And my radio drama for senior year was going to be The Boys Get Framed. It was going to be a murder mystery where all, Dylan, Gunner, Jeremy, and I, Ben was unfortunately not involved with radio, we're going to get framed for a murder, and we were going to have to, you know, through all of our antics, get out of it somehow. Keon, watch, I'll censor his last name. But Keon was supposed to, in this radio drama, be like a savior that just pops in and out of existence, that just breaks us out of jail while we are in jail. And I actually made a song for it. So do you guys want to listen to the song I made for Keon?
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
It is called Keon's Here. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right.
Keon's Here. The man, the myth, he's ending all your fear.
Keon's here.
He's so cool, that'll make you shed a tear.
Keon's here.
He's saving you from jail, and then he'll disappear.
Keon's here.
I think there's like 20 seconds of silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, but I think I had a bunch of you guys. I think all four of us sang in like falsetto voices to be his backup vocals.
I think we did.
I'm so sad I never got to use that. Oh my gosh. But that was going to be, I think, my best radio drama. I'm so sad I never got to finish that one. Technically, I could have, but I would have had to have done it remotely at home without any radio equipment at all whatsoever.
That's just
so I never finished that one. What could have been?
What could have been?
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
All right. Ben, do you have one more rating for that one?
Yeah, I like that one. That was funny. It was well put together, too. I would give that one an A. Thank you.
Whoa.
Wow. Out of all the things we rated today, still the worst thing was our show.
What was the show?
It's just something about the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this. Remember, Jeremy right here, guys, COVID test results coming in. Stay tuned to the end and see if I got COVID.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, let's move on to the next segment, shall we?
Do you guys want to do weird news or local artist?
Weird news.
We typically start off with weird news.
Okay, so as always, this comes straight from the Associated Press. I'm intentionally leaving out very vital details in this story, so you guys will click the link in the description and read the entire story. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure thing.
All right. Marathon, Florida. Several motorists who were speeding through an elementary school zone on the Florida Keys Overseas Highway received an odorous onion as a reminder to slow down from a county sheriff's deputy dressed as the Grinch.
I remember this.
Colonel Lou Caputo, a 37-year-old veteran of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office who conjured up the concept more than 20 years ago, was back on the streets Tuesday. Drivers who travel about 5 miles per hour or less above the school zone speed limit can choose between traffic citation and an onion presented by the Grinch. Those speeding beyond that likely received a costly ticket.
Oh.
Quote, "It catches them off guard," Caputo said. And that's all I'm telling you. So... I would much rather receive an odorous onion from the Grinch than a traffic citation. What about you guys?
I probably would too in the case of I want to keep my record clean. And
yeah,
because that's like 8 points on your record.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm surprised at not being put in jail for, you know, running over 20 of them going 80. So.
Yeah, you got off scot-free from that one, Dylan.
Yeah.
He just gave you 2 onions.
Yeah. He stunk up your car a little bit. It was worth it, though. Justice was served.
All right. Local artist of the week. Thank you, Gabe, for that.
Yeah. Oh, that was the weird news.
I think it's time for a drug fact, actually.
Oh, you want to do drug facts?
Let's hear it.
Let's do drug facts.
All right. So, you guys remember the drug thalidomide?
I do.
Never heard of it.
Oh, Dylan, you know what thalidomide is?
A little bit. I just listened to Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire, and he rhymes something with Child of Thalidomide, and that's
it. Okay. Oh,
nice.
So anyways, so thalidomide was just this little drug. It was used to treat like morning sickness in pregnant women. And it was first marketed in Germany, West Germany, to be more specific. And so it was available over the counter. Everybody was taking a lot of pregnant women were taking it, getting rid of their morning sickness. However, it was promptly removed from Europe in 1961. Now, why is this? It's because a few after birth, after all these women took thalidomide, they realized that the children had major birth defects. A lot of children ended up dying. So like it says here, the total number of infants affected by use during pregnancy is estimated at 10,000, which 40% died around the time of birth.
Oh,
Oh my gosh.
Anyways. Wow.
Right. So, huge deal. And we actually never had it in the US until it was modified later for other reasons. But we never had it initially in the US because a Good. Woman named Frances Kelsey, who was a reviewer at the FDA, said, no, thank you. We don't want that here. As she suspected it very early on. So, yeah. Now it's used as a treatment for cancer. It was approved in 98. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting. That's for sure. We learn about it all the time when it comes to in pharmacy as a example of why we have the FDA and why we need to be very careful about what we do in the pharmacy. So,
yeah, wow.
Yes.
So, minimize.
That is terrifying. Yeah.
I now know why Billy Joel had it in his song, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes. The minimize. Wow, that is terrifying.
I barely even know her. Oh, no.
Gabe, we might need another bleep.
Oh, my gosh. oh my gosh!
That was
okay, guys.
That was uncalled for. I apologize.
It's fine, Gunner. Just don't run for president.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. All right. I say Roblox game of the week, Spanish word or phrase of the week, or Jeremy's segment next.
I could do the Roblox game of the week.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
So this game actually is one that me and the game played a few weeks back. It's called Shrek in the Backrooms. Classic. The name, obviously, is kind of weird. You know, Backrooms, bit of a dated thing. And also, same can be said about the backer games on Roblox. And while this one is definitely not as of high quality as I've seen of some others, it's still really fun, especially when you have friends to go along with you. Because, you know, what isn't funnier than trying to figure out how to navigate through the backrooms and getting chased by, like, not even just Shrek, but like 70 other different things.
It's terrifying.
It's really fun, actually.
It was really fun.
So yeah, and there's also plenty of areas to explore. There's multiple levels, and yeah, if you're interested in a good time to explore and just kind of have your shivers tip. Just play the game. All right, I'm done. All right.
Thank you, Dylan.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ben?
Sure. I can give you guys our Spanish phrase of the day. It's Woo. A very little known one. It's probably going to rock your socks off. And you can use this really only one time of the year. You feel free to guess what it is. It is Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that's a tough
one.
I think that means
Happy Hanukkah.
Fukushima. Yeah.
Fukushima.
Fukushima tragedy of 2011.
Oh.
Is that what it means?
Close. Okay. Would anybody else like to guess?
Nope.
Merry Christmas!
The bombing of Hiroshima? Yeah.
Well, this Spanish phrase was a disaster.
Much like the bombing of Hiroshima in the Fukushima disaster of 2011.
Yeah.
And don't get me started on Nagasaki, alright?
Yeah. Horrific. Horrific. Sorry, Japan. Horrific.
Oh, my word. Happened. And then right after freaking Nagasaki and Hiroshima, Japan had to deal with Godzilla. They really never got a break.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Could we hear another missile sound effect?
Felice.
Feliz Navidad.
We didn't talk about it at all.
Alright. So, yeah, what does Feliz Navidad mean, Ben?
It means Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Hiroshima.
And happy any holiday you celebrate, yep. Whether it be Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, what else?
Nagasaki.
New Year's. New Year's. Do you if you New celebrate Year's, New Year's.
Year's?
If you're
anyways,
how do you not celebrate New Year's? You're just living in the past.
Happy holidays to everybody out there.
Yes. Yes. Happy holidays.
Yes. Very happy.
Feliz Navidad. Okay. Jeremy, are you ready for your?
Yes, I'm ready for my new segment. I'm gonna be calling this new segment. Gym rat slander.
Okay.
And the reason being is because while I've been on my mission, I got really into working out and training my body into, I wanted to look better and feel better. And I've seen a lot of benefits from it. And I kind of want to share what I've learned over the past year with you guys and the listeners too. So,
Nice.
With New Year's around the corner, a lot of people are going to be making New Year's resolutions to you know, get slimmer, get beefier, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to be showing up to the gym. And
yes,
if that's one of you, if you're thinking of going to the gym, my biggest tip that I've learned is that consistency is key. If you go to the gym just 30 minutes every day, it's better than just going 9 hours one day of the week. So consistency is key. If you get to the gym and you feel uncomfortable the first couple of weeks, that's totally normal. I can promise you, though, that no one is looking at you. I feel like that's a problem that a lot of people face when they first go to a gym, that they feel uncomfortable because they feel like everyone's looking at them, judging them. But let me just tell you, nobody cares. The reason being is because they're focused on their own workout, their own insecurities, and so you can just do whatever you want. If you have a question about a machine, you can ask someone. A lot of people there are actually really nice, and they'll happily show you how a machine works. Along with consistency, focus on form before you up weight if you're going into weight training. So, that's really my biggest tips for if you're starting the new year by going to the gym. Focus on consistency. Go every day, and even the days that you don't feel like it. Eat right and ask people for advice and focus on form.
Yes. Yes. Nice. I'm the heaviest I've ever been in my life, so I could definitely use some of that. I think I will use some of that because we have a very nice gym on my campus that my girlfriend are going to start going to here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you very much, Jeremy.
Of course.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Huh? Local artist of the week.
Yes, local artist of the week. Okay, this week we're actually heading to a part of Indiana we've never been before. Can anyone guess where
South
we're
Bend.
Going on this episode? No.
Evansville.
Not really.
Gary.
No. I wish.
Columbus.
If there's Banson Gary, I'm sorry.
Columbus. Elkhart.
Okay. No.
Shelbyville?
No. Okay. No. Okay. We're heading to the great city of Bloomington.
Oh, gosh dang it. That was my next
Otherwise known as the Austin, Texas of Indiana. The band we're taking a look at today is Mindfully Blind. They are an alt indie rock band with hints of funk elements. They came out with this album, I think, March of this past year. And if I had to describe them in one word, I would just say polished. It's a sound that, I want our listeners to try to guess how many monthly listeners these guys have. And when we tell you the actual number, you're going to be like, that is a travesty. Because it is. So let's take a listen to their track, Wreck, on their latest album. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. Yeah.
So ready.
All right.
People say stay away, but I am stepping on the gas. Show me the way, and I will grab you by the hand. We'll be right back.
right. What do you guys think?
I really like that.
That was amazing.
Yeah, all right. Professional.
Seriously, and they have 122 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is ridiculous.
That is
ridiculous. This album came out in March, guys. They need. That makes me mad.
To those 122 people, you have an amazing taste.
Yes, and you just got four more people listening. Oh, five more people listening to you.
Heck yeah.
So, God, they gave me a bunch of links. I will put them all in the description. Let me read what they wanted me to share, because these are links that we've never actually had to share before, which is great. I'm glad that they're utilizing our link system. They want to share their website, mindfullyblind.wixsite.com, their YouTube channel, which I'll put in the description, mindfullyblind7522 is their @, and then also their tickets for their next tour in Indianapolis. They're going with Leisure Hour and a band called the BMV.
No.
Definitely check those links out. Also on Instagram, just in case you guys want to check them out on Instagram, they are @ mindfullyblind. So that is our local artist of the week. They were super nice when I talked to them, as local bands almost always are. Please check them out. They sound great.
Yeah.
I got to say, it reminded 100% me of one of my favorite. It reminded me a lot about my favorite band, Two Door Cinema Club.
Yes. It reminded me of the exact same thing, especially from their Tourist History album.
Yes.
Early Two Door Cinema Club. I absolutely hear from them, which is absolutely a compliment. One of my favorite albums.
Oh, Tourist History is so good.
Yes. All right. Are you guys ready? For what are the odds?
I am.
Gabe,
do you want to give us a little explanation?
So what are the odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. I realized last episode I didn't explain it. What are the odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. One person is the odds setter and one person is the odds asker. The odds asker is like basically bet or dare somebody to do something, and then the odds setter gets to set their own likelihood of having to do that dare through a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do the dare. A third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and then the odds setter and the odds asker say a number between 1 and the number they set, and if they say the same number, they have to do the dare. If none of our dares hit, if none of our odds hit, we will do not a group odds, but a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. You will get it if we get there.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right, who wants to go first?
Okay, who wants to go first? Oh.
I can go first.
Okay.
All right. Then.
Yes.
What? So this one, I'm kind of taking off of Instagram because you see it so much on like memes and stuff. But what are the odds that your third @ on Instagram, you DM them and you say, hey, meet me here. And then you put coordinates to a nearby alleyway at a specific time, 9:39 p.m.
Can I look who it is first?
No. You cannot look. You can't look.
That's pretty funny. I'm gonna say. Wait, when can I tell them it was a joke?
you can never tell them it was a joke.
Okay. 18.
All right.
Okay. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. 14.
Oh, I'm gonna check who my third @ is though.
Yeah, please.
Okay, I have one.
All right.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yes.
What are the odds? You know how Buffalo Wild Wings does their like hot like wing challenge or whatever, right?
Yeah.
What are the odds you attempt it next time we are all together?
Oh gosh. Oh man. I'd say about 16.
All right. Would somebody count us down?
Yep. 3,
a 2, a 1.
13.
12. Oh my gosh. That was close. God. That was close.
I've got one.
Okay.
Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds that for the entire month of January, the only thing you're allowed to drink besides water has to be a product from Natalie's?
Oh my gosh.
Old friend of the podcast, Natalie's.
Like a specific one?
No, just...
It better not be that, the hearty juice or whatever. The resistance.
The resilience?
You're not going to hear from me by... You're not going to hear from me by February. If you...
It can be whatever you want. Just has to be from Natalie's.
And just for our listeners, Dylan has a near Coke addiction. Coca-Cola addiction.
Yeah, like, I cannot, I
forgot,
like...
about that.
When I was doing the cleansing for my colonoscopy, I was dying because I couldn't drink Coke.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
That makes this odds so much funnier.
I'll say 50.
50?
I'll say 50. Maybe I could break a bad habit. I don't know. Please don't do it.
All right. Who wants to count down?
I'll count down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
41.
Oh.
All right. I have one.
All right.
Okay.
Jeremy?
Yes.
What are the odds that you post a story on Instagram saying, quote, "taking girlfriend applications, please," in all caps with an exclamation point, and you have to keep it on your story?
Post the Riz Lord.
The Riz Lord.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mr. Riz, please, CEO.
Oh, my. And it's actually Jeremy Grumble.
Oh, man. Jeremy, if you do this, you're going to go straight to Rizin.
No, I'm just gonna be embarrassed.
Taking girlfriend applications, please.
Just be on Instagram.
Yeah, on your Instagram story.
Oh man. Okay.
And you can't say it was for the bit, like for a reality with a twist, until after the story expires.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
This will be so embarrassing because I know I'm not gonna get any applications. I'll say 15.
Okay.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
3.
13.
Oh, yes.
Do we have any more?
I got one.
Okay.
All right, who has not gotten an odds yet?
Gunner, I don't think Gunner and I have.
All right, then I think I did Gunner last time, so I'll go with Gabe.
Okay.
Gabe, what are the odds that you go to a drive-thru?
Okay.
You grab your food, grab whatever, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when you're grabbing your food, you have to play outro music, and you gotta leave. Yeah, you know the deal. You know the deal.
So the odds, I think you did this odds on either our last episode or two episodes ago.
No, the
ago.
One wait, was it really the same odds?
It was the same odds, yes.
Oh, then hold on, I'm going to change it. I thought I had a couple of them saved on here, but I don't know.
Okay,
so then, okay. So then this one required two people. Okay. What are the odds that you have to be in my car or someone's car, you have to order food from a restaurant?
Yeah.
And then you gotta, when you're getting your food, you gotta be like, "Hey, you forgot the shake, the shake your booty." And then you gotta go drive. And the person driving the car will not budge for like a minute.
Oh my, a minute?
Well, I mean, just for the awkwardness to get to its peak at least.
Okay, for like 10 seconds. Oh gosh, I'll say 40.
That one's so funny.
All right, who wants to count us down?
I can count you down.
I will. Oh. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
10.
20.
Oh.
All
right.
Ooh, that was scary.
That means no one hit.
Yeah. Which one are we choosing, guys?
Okay, so what are our options again? We've got back alleyway.
Yes. Taking girlfriend applications.
Girlfriend application. Drive.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Natalie's. Wings challenge.
Natalie's juice, which I'm okay with. Dylan. I'm actually good with Natalie's.
You know
juice.
What? I'll do the Natalie's. I'll vote for the Natalie's one.
Yeah, I vote for Natalie's as well.
Yeah, but still, that could be some. That could be beneficial to. I mean, drinking only Natalie's and water for a month.
Yeah, honestly, like, I'm down.
At some point, it will get tiring.
Yes, absolutely. Especially buying a luxury brand juice, because Natalie's is definitely pricier than the other ones.
I feel like we got some way better contenders.
Well, here's the deal. If we do the girlfriend one, like, some of the members here could not do it.
Okay, yeah, true. I don't think Emma would like that one.
That is true.
So my personal vote's going to go for Natalie's.
The Natalie's as well.
Okay, that's two for Natalie's.
And if it lands on me, then everyone gets what they want. They're going to try and stop an addict's addiction.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for Natalie's.
Well, that's the majority. Smith?
All
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
That was three.
Let's do Natalie's.
So, who wants to start?
I'll start us.
Okay.
I'll say 8.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. I'll count you guys down. 3.
Wait, who's saying it?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. All right. 3, 2, 1.
3, 8.
Ooh.
I'll go next.
Okay.
4. Five.
I'll say the number with you.
I'll do 5.
All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. 2.
Oh! Oof. All right. Well, for the entire month of January.
2023, the year of Jeremy.
Wait, so this means like only Natalie's juice, right?
Yes.
No coffee.
No coffee.
I didn't think about that.
If I had to stop Coke, then you know.
That's fair, because Coke is Dylan's coffee.
Well, if you think about it, coffee is water, just
true
filtered.
But like, can't you make an argument that any drink?
It's water. Water is water. You know what? Let's add odds to it. You can only drink Dasani.
No,
that's like a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
All right, Gunner, it's just Natalie's. If you can find Natalie's coffee, then you can do Natalie's coffee. Just anything Natalie's brand and water.
Oh, jeez.
What about my caffeine addiction?
There's caffeinated Natalie's, I believe.
We're about to break that.
Oh, you can get caffeinated water, too.
Oh, true. Yeah, there is caffeinated water, which is completely allowed. Should we...
There's also black water.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that's pretty good.
All right.
I absolutely think there's caffeine Natalie's juices.
There has to be.
Yeah. And you can find Natalie's at Fresh Time. I know you can find it at Fresh Time. I think you can now find it at Kroger stores.
Right. What if
this is going to suck.
What if Gunner fails it?
Well, keep in mind, I was doing this with Coke. Man.
True. And if Gunner fails it, then we're just going to say shame, I guess. I don't know.
How about if I fail it, I have to do the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge?
Okay. I like this.
If you're down with that, then, you know,
we'll
virtually shake hands on it.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right, Jeremy, you want to close us out?
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to Reality with a Twist. Do you guys want to know about the COVID results?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
So I actually did not do the COVID test because I did not want to stick anything up my nose. I'm just assuming I do have COVID because my dad tested positive. So, yeah.
Okay, well.
You heard it here, folks.
Stay
6 feet away from me.
Yes. Definitely get vaccinated, and I guess
I'm sorry to the like three people I was around before I found out.
So when are we gonna be able to see you, Jeremy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll get over it quick. I mean, I feel pretty good right now.
Yeah, okay, but like it's COVID.
Man said I'll get over it. all right. We need to end the episode up.
This is a long episode.
It is.
Yeah. All right, we'll finish it off here. I'm Jer Bear. Yes.
I'm Goo Bagel.
Gun.
Jesse, I'm Dr. Dylan.
I'm Ben.
And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.